I'm willing to bet someone you know or love is affected by this disease that afflicts thousands every year. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking about breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a time we are all reminded of one of the most common forms of cancer. I recently visited with radiologist Dr. Margaret Sabunio and medical oncologist Dr. Edward Ramond of UK Healthcare to discuss early detection and treatment. First off, besides self-examination, Dr. Sabunio stresses the importance of annual screenings beginning at age 40.
Because there's more and more information that breast really is a very heterogeneous disease, and it can really start early in some patients. So currently, the guidelines in the United States are to start the first baseline exam at age 40. And we here at UK have seen many, many women who are young with, presenting with cancer. So we really think that truly women should follow those guidelines. And once they start at age 40, they should truly do it every year.
In the event something is found on the screening, Dr. Sabunio tells us what happens next.
Then the next step is really to send her to radiology or breast imaging, where we would evaluate further that lump. We usually start with an ultrasound if a woman is less than 30 years old. If she's between 30 and 40, we would always start with a mammogram and an ultrasound. If we find something, we then decide whether this is something not worrisome. For example, cysts are very common, and that's not a worrisome finding. But if we feel a mass and see a mass, we may do a biopsy.
Dr. Sabunio and Dr. Ramond emphasize a team approach in diagnosing and treating breast cancer.
The way our program is set up, that the radiologists are right next to the oncologists and surgeons. So if they see a patient that requires additional imaging or a biopsy, we do it right there, and the patient doesn't have to go home and worry and wonder, what do I have?
Yeah, it's nice when we have, for instance, the surgeons and the radiologists that are doing breast imaging and the medical oncologists all in the same office. We don't even have to send them down the hall. And so if I have a question that I need a surgeon to help me evaluate as a medical oncologist, I just open the door, grab the surgeon, bring them in to see the patient.
When it comes to diagnosing and treating breast cancer, Dr. Ramond says that they're finding out new things every day.
Breast cancer really isn't one disease. It's at least five different diseases. And now research studies are being done in each of the separate five diseases that we used to call breast cancer. We don't want 5 years from now to be doing what we're doing now. We want it to be a lot better. And so we are absolutely committed and tied into research studies that can move things forward.
The bottom line, and we can't emphasize this enough, early detection and treatment is key when discussing breast cancer. Self-examination every month, annual screenings beginning at age 40, and if you have any questions or concerns, see your doctor as soon as you can. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.